This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Now today,
joining us, very chipper.
We're going to talk to Bron and Bon. Bronwyn and Bonnie from KHQ. Welcome back to the studio, ladies.
Thank you.
There's a bit of a.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk today, because we've just come out of the Christmas period. Now, Sometimes at Christmas time, families go overseas.
That's right.
Either together or separately. And we're going to talk today about the thorny issue of taking the kids overseas. Well, when one of the partners wants to take the kids overseas and the risk that perhaps they don't want to bring them back.
Correct. Uh-oh. And as you've said, it's an issue that does come up around Christmas time, school holidays and things like that. So it's really important to know what you need to do if you want to take your child overseas, but also how you can prevent someone from removing a child from the country and essentially abducting them. So it is quite a contentious issue, and it is important to get legal advice around this if you are trying to think of relocating.
Yes.
So if you want to relocate overseas with a child, this is something that falls within the realm of parental responsibility. So it's something we've touched on before. Parental responsibility means having a say in all the decisions affecting the long-term care, welfare and development of a child. So most parents share parental responsibility of a child unless there's been a court order to say otherwise. So one matter that parents certainly do need to agree on is overseas relocation, as this can really have significant impacts on the child and their relationship with both of the parents. But just like any parenting dispute, really, when a relocation issue arises, the party should first attend family dispute resolution. So something like a mediation where you try to negotiate an outcome between you. But if you can't, or something really urgent arises that requires a parent to travel overseas with the child, then that's time to apply to the court. So if you do that, and when a court's considering an application for relocation, they look at things like the different proposals of each of the parties, the objects of the Family Law Act, which we've spoken about before, and that's sort of includes to promote the child's best interest, the degree and quality of the existing relationship between the child and both parents, the practicalities of the relocation. And they'll also take a look at the freedom of movement of the relocating parent. So that involves things like looking at that parent's mental health issues, if they have any, the reasons why they want to relocate, whether or not they have family support here or abroad or not, any job opportunities that may be arising overseas, or new relationships can also be relevant.
Yeah, so that's right.
Does the child's citizenship come into play?
Look, it can be a factor, you know, where the child was born, but really they're looking at what is in the child's best interest. So if they've been in Australia for their whole life, this is where they've got their school, their friends, their support networks, their family, that's going to have a big impact and not necessarily as much as where they were originally born.
Because moving overseas, even without a kid, that's a big thing to do. Jacqueline, you lived, Paris, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think, I don't really remember. I don't talk about it much.
But it's all a blur. But it's a big thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, so I've got dual citizenship of Australia and Malta.
Right.
Yeah. One's abducting me, though.
Well, but that's the sort of thing where if you are the parent who's wanting to relocate and there are really strong cultural ties to a home country or something like that, you know, that can be a relevant factor in favour of perhaps allowing the relocation.
Absolutely. I mean,
it's valid for the other parent to say, no, I'm not okay with this.
Exactly. So they can object to the relocation. And typically it is happening in those cases where one party has lived overseas, they've moved to Australia for their partner, had children, the relationship's broken down and they want to go back to their home country, you know, for their family support, for job opportunities. They may have been a victim of family violence here and that's something they want to be able to remove themselves from. So it can be quite a contentious and complicated issue.
You don't want to be going to court if you don't have to, but it's important to know that, you know, the court is there if something urgent comes up and you're in a situation where you need to stop something from happening very quickly.
Hey, we're having a chat to Bron and Bonnie from KHQ Lawyers about the very serious topic, actually, of child abduction. At this time of year, sometimes families are torn apart when one parent decides to take the kids overseas and maybe doesn't return them.
Gosh.
Which that's is, right.
How do you prevent this?
Yeah, so before the break, we sort of covered what the court looks at when it's determining a relocation matter. But we're going to turn now to actually, you know, some preventative measures that you can take to stop a child being abducted if you're concerned that that could actually happen.
And we don't mean lock them in the cupboard.
No.
That
no.
wouldn't be what we would advise.
No, not advise that. No.
I'll put that under no.
That's in the no column. Yeah.
Let's look at the yes column now.
All right. Well, as a starting point for the yes column, we just want to note that if there are parenting proceedings, if there's a pending parenting proceedings or court orders in place for parenting proceedings, it's actually an offence punishable by imprisonment to take a child out of the country without the consent of the other party or a court order. So that's definitely something you should steer clear from if you're...
Don't sneak them out. Very serious repercussions. But if you are concerned that someone is going to try and take your child out of the country and relocate with them or abduct them, you know, permanently, there is a few things that you can do. So the first thing you can do is apply for what's called a child alert. You don't need the court's assistance to do that. You do it through the passports office at DFAT. This is an alert which is placed on the child's passport, which notifies the parents if someone's trying to deal with the passport or is trying to take them out of the country. Won't actually stop them being taken out, but it will give you a little bit of time to try and take some action.
So tracking your online shopping.
That's right.
more expensive. Precious.
Correct.
Oh, you said covered. Shut
up. We're back in the no column. Let's go back to the yes column.
Please. So that alert, it remains in place for 12 months if you don't have a court order. If you also do it through the court system, it can remain in place until the child turns 18, marries, or if another court order is made. Really important to know, you can only get this alert if you're the child's parent or you've got parental responsibility for the child. So if you're a concerned grandparent or another family member and you're worried that someone is trying to abduct the child, it's not something you're going to be able to do. And you need to go through the court. Another important thing with passports is you may have an order for sole parental responsibility through the courts, which means you're the sole decision maker for the child. That actually won't stop the other party dealing with the passport. So they could still try and apply for one. If they're a parent, they may still try and take the child out of the country. So it's important if you're in the family court, along with your order for sole parental, you also want orders to specifically deal with the passport yourself without the other parent.
And so the second option we wanted to talk about is obtaining a family law watch list order, which is something that actually restrains a parent from removing the child from Australia. So the watch list order allows the Australian Federal Police to put the child's name on a special list, which is flagged at all points of departure in Australia. So the police can then prevent the child from being removed should an attempt be made. You can get an order by including it in an urgent application to the court just for parenting orders, and you complete an online form as well. And you send all that through to the Australian Federal Police. And once all of that is in place, the child's name will remain on the watch list until a further court order.
Yeah. So an example of this we had a couple of years ago. It was a same-sex couple. We were acting for one of the mothers, and the other mother attempted to take the child out of the country to New Zealand on a Sunday, very last minute, no prior warning. So we rushed down to the court on a Sunday, got the order for the watch list. The court actually faxed it straight through to the AFP at the airport, and they were able to board the plane on the tarmac, take the child off right before the plane took off.
The system works.
It does work.
Instantaneous.
You just have to be very, very quick about it and you don't want to sit on your hands at all. You want to get straight into the courtroom.
Cool. Well, that's a positive outcome.
Yes, it is. Hopefully we can have more of those if we need to. So that's just us covering off on how you can travel overseas with a child or how to prevent a child from being taken overseas. But in the next few weeks, we'll also aim to discuss what to do if a child is actually abducted overseas.
Oh my gosh. not by a parent, but just in general.
Including by a parent. Being taken overseas without the other parent's consent is abduction as well.
It's interesting you say that, because when you think of the word abduction, it does sound like a stranger danger. Like, but often it is a family member. Well,
it usually is. It's a family member. Someone known to the child. That's right.
Mm. Oh, it's very scary.
It is very scary. And on that scary note, thank you very much, Bonnie and Bronwyn.
Thank you.
Be safe out there. Look after your kids. Thank you very much.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.